I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. And welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my musical journey of more than 60 years now, and I hope that you'll come along with me for the ride. The last time I was talking about myself and Bill Keith, the banjo player, getting into the bluegrass world, 1960, 61, 62, and I want to move back just a little bit to get a little bit of context for the world we were moving into, which was the emerging folk scene in Boston and Cambridge. Now, we were up in college in Massachusetts, but we had a couple of friends who'd been invited to take a year off from college, and they were called underachievers, and they were living down in Cambridge in a slum apartment, a student slum apartment. And while we were visiting them, one of their roommates, Davy Goode, was giving a guitar lesson to this girl who came in with long black hair and big eyes and just gorgeous. And this turned out to be Joan Baez. And she was just starting out, and eventually started playing in the coffee houses in Boston and Cambridge, and most notably the Club 47. And by 1960, a year and a half later, she had acquired quite a reputation. And Bill and I had made the acquaintance of this folk music promoter named Manny Greenhill, and he called me up. I was by this time down in Boston. I was going to Harvard and studying classics, trying to get a master's degree there. Bill was still up in Amherst, and he asked me if we'd be interested in playing at the Dartmouth Winter Carnival and with Joan Baez. And I said, well, yes, of course, let's do it. And so we went up there, and it was a snowy morning. I didn't think anybody'd be there, but the place was full, and Bill and I went out and did our thing. But I had never heard Joan Baez in person, and this is what I heard.
Is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are something wondrous fair. The my life. hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama was born to die. All my trials, Lord, soon. But not the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I've got a little book with pages three.
What can you do with that? That is absolute purity. And at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning in Webster Hall at Dartmouth College on a wintry morning, those students and ourselves were hanging on every word, and then as soon as Joan Baez stopped, the roof went off the place. It was just an amazing, electrifying moment. And she was very nice and very down-to-earth and very, she was kind of one of us. We were all in the same boat. Bill Keith and I were starting out. She was starting out. So she said, well, let's do something together at the end of the show. And we all knew the banks of the Ohio. So that's what we did.
I asked my love to take a walk, to take a walk, just a little walk, down beside where the waters flow. And only say that you'll be mine, and in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio. I held a knife against her breast, as into my arm she pressed. She cried, oh Willie, don't murder me, I'm not prepared for eternity. And only say that you'll be mine, in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio. I started home between 12 and 1. I cried, my God, what have I done? Killed the only woman I love because she would not be my bride. And only say that you'll be mine, in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio.
That's Joan Baez there on that recording with the Greenbrier Boys, John Harold, Bob Yellen, and Ralph Rinsler. But that's the way we ended that concert up at Dartmouth that morning. And it was just it was a big experience for us, and I think for all of us, and because the reaction of the people in the hall was just quite amazing. And we were being launched into this new folk revival. And so there we go. And I was studying that year in Boston. I was living in Boston, bicycling across over to Harvard to go to the library and keep my nose to the grindstone. But I decided finally at the end of the year to move into Cambridge. And that's where things were happening. Now, Joan Baez had been playing at the Club 47, which had started out as sort of a coffee house with poetry and jazz and other things. But her popularity, and then the popularity of Eric von Schmidt and Rolf Kahn, who played there also one night a week, just started making folk music the focus of the club. And my very first day in Cambridge, I was down in Harvard Square, and I ran into a couple of friends of mine, and along came Eric von Schmidt, and I had seen him play once. He had a big beard and a gold tooth and a big smile, and he said, "Well, why don't you come to my apartment tonight? I'm showing some Charlie Chaplin films." So I went there, and that was the beginning of a big downhill slide in my academic career. And I'm going to play you this, one of his signature songs, "The Grizzly Bear."
I'm gonna tell you a little story about a grizzly bear. Tell you a little story about a grizzly bear. Well, a great big grizzly bear. Well, a great big grizzly bear. Well, my mama was scared of the grizzly bear. My mama was scared of the grizzly bear. So, well, daddy, the grizzly bear. Well, he looked everywhere for the grizzly bear. He looked everywhere for the grizzly bear. Talk to me now.
Eric von Schmidt there, giving it all he had with Grizzly Bear, with Rolf Kahn playing the guitar with him. This is an old Folkways recording. And Eric, every night, almost, it wind up at Eric's house. And Eric had been to the Library of Congress, and he'd got out all those Alan Lomax field recordings of everybody in the world. And he was happy to share these songs with all of us. And this is a song that you probably have heard in other hands. And this is Eric's. Eric was the person that kind of unearthed it, by a fellow named Sin Killer Griffin.
Well, Gaveston had a seawall to keep the water down, but the high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town. They give warning. I said, you better leave this place. But no one thought of leaving until they stayed there in the prison. That was 15 years ago. A death stood a stone at my mother. With death she had to go. The sea began rolling. The ships they could not stand. I heard the captain crying, please save a drowning man. But the tracks give away from the ocean. The trains, they went on down. Yeah, Jeff, your hands are clammy. You got them on my knee. Ah, you throw a stone at my mother. Hey, come back up.
Passion, Eric von Schmidt. I can't say enough about him. I've spent many, 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 many happy hours in his pet company. And he was always teaching you something and always taking you somewhere. And it was never dull. So he was really a master to a lot of us in this scene. And as I say, we would be over at his house, almost every night, and soaking up this music. And he gave us so much. Here's another one you've probably heard before.
Friend of mine,
am, I think now that I just can't keep from crying. Really, he died on the road. Isn't he died on the road? He didn't have no money to pay his board. And I stole away and cried. Yes, I cried. And I never had no money, never been satisfied. Friend of mine, yes, and he was a friend of mine. Every time I think now, I just can't keep from crying.
That's just gorgeous. Erich von Schmidt in a quiet moment there. And he could just be as powerful quiet as he could be loud. And as I say, we were all kind of learning from him. And I suppose one of his most famous students was not from Cambridge, but he came up there from time to time, was part of our community in a certain way, and kept coming back for more. Bob Dylan.
I first heard this from Erich von Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University. Let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Come home with you, baby. Can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Hell, I'd do anything in this god almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Let me follow you down.
Ah, Bob Dylan there, one of Eric's apt students. And let's just move on with another one of his students. This was a young college student at Harvard, Tom Rush. And Tom was also coming into this world and had his ears open and really was responding to the country blues material that Eric and other people were turning him on to. And here's a song that he has really made his own. It's a Book of White number, the Panama Limited.
Song about a train. It's called the Panama Limited. Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know, and she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hand. Had a girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, "Daddy, hey, and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey. Walking on down Union Depot, way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blow, and she asked me, was that the Panama Limited? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. Panama Limited, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. What time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, it's all right the way you turn me down. Hey, Mama ain't got a dime. Went running on ahead down Union Depot, and I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down the bottom of Union Depot steps, I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps, and I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late. too late. Hey, mama gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. Running up the depot agent, she asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against this cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in. Singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. Hey, and I believe I'll lose my mind. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. Stood there for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a crossing. If he cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. My gal, she's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, mama ain't got a home. Soon out of Panama Limited, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in the peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on tone. Sound like this. Gone everywhere but home.
Tom Rush there with the Panama Limited. Now, you might wonder what you're listening to. This is, of course, you're listening to Royalton Community Radio, Royalton, South Royalton, Vermont. My name is Jim Rooney, and the program is In It for the Long Run, kind of my long 60-year journey in music. And right now, we're looking at Around 1962 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, around the Club 47, the coffee house there, small room that held maybe 120 people, something like that, 100 people in a squeeze. And on any night of the week, you could hear all kinds of music. You could hear Tom Rush, or you could, let me get this organized here, hear this. Siggins and the Charles River Valley Boys. That was a great old-time bluegrass band that emerged out of Harvard and other places in Cambridge, and went on for quite a long time, quite a few years, and were always great fun to go see. And the wonderful thing about the Club 47 was that every night there was something different. And our resident Woody Guthrie singer was Robert L. Jones.
Well, it's lots of folks back east to say, leaving home every day, hitting the hot old dusty trail to the California line. Why, it's across the desert sands they're all getting out the old dust bowl, think they're going with Sugar Bowl. Here's what they find. For the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Well, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got that do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California, be a garden of Eden, paradise for you and for me. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot. You ain't got the do-re-mi. Now if you want to buy a home or a farm, well, that can't do nobody harm. Spend your vacation by the mountains or the sea. Well, you better swap your cow for a car. You'd better stay right where you are. Better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, well, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, you ain't got that do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee, California, be a garden of Eden, paradise for you and for me. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Robert L. Jones there with Woody Guthrie's Do-Re-Mi. Now, Robert L. Jones, as he preferred to be called, went on to a great distinguished career working for George Wein and the Newport Festivals, and ultimately ran the revived Newport Folk Festival for many, many years, and a great fellow, a wonderful storyteller, and still one of my favorite interpreters of Woody Guthrie. And the wonderful thing about this community that we were part of, Bill Keith and myself, and the Charles River Valley Boys, Bob Jones, Tom Rush, all of us, we were sharing all these songs with each other, and we were teaching each other. If I liked Hank Williams, or if I liked, Lester Flatt, I was telling people about them, and they were telling me about other things. And here's another example of the influences that were coming into the club. Carol Langstaff had moved to Cambridge to study music, and she had grown up with a mother, Diane Hamilton, who collected folk music. Some of the early records I bought on Tradition Records, her mother had collected. And as a result, she and her mother was friends with Gene Ritchie from Kentucky, and Carol learned a lot of music from Gene Ritchie.
Seven gypsies stood in a row. They sang so sweetly through the air. They sang so sweet and so complete, they charmed the heart of a lady fair. She took off her high-heeled shoes, all made of Spanish leather, oh. She's caught her petticoats round her knees, and she's away forever, oh. When her lord came home that night, inquiring for his lady, oh, his servant, he replied to him, she's away with a black-eyed gypsy, oh. Oh, saddle me my milk-white steed, and saddle me my pony, oh, that I may ride o'er the open field and overtake my lady, oh. He rode high and he rode low. He rode through woods and copses too, until he came to an open field, and there he spied his lady, oh. How can you leave your house and land? How can you leave your money, oh? How can you leave your new wedded lord to ride with a black-eyed gypsy, oh? Oh, what care I for your house and lands? And what care I for your money, oh? And what care I for my new wedded lord? I'm away with a black-eyed gypsy, oh. Last night I slept in a fine feather bed, with the sheets turned down so bravely, oh. Tonight I'll sleep in an open field in the arms of my black-eyed gypsy, oh.
Oh, who wouldn't fall in love with that voice? And I certainly did. I won't burden you with all the details, but Carol is my wife now. As I said, we were all sharing this music with each other, and we were pulling in a lot of young people coming into that club, a lot of them for the first time to hear this kind, any kind of music, really. And one of the most exciting performers there was Jackie Washington, who just filled the place every time he played. And here's Jackie.
Way down yonder in the middle of the field, an angel working at his chariot wheel. Not so fussy about working at the wheel, I just want to see how that chariot feels. Now let me fly, said let me fly, Lord, let me fly into Mount Zion, Lord, Lord. Well, now you're me meet that hypocrite on the street, and the first thing he'll do is he'll show his teeth, and next thing he'll do is just tell a lie. Lord, the best thing you do is kind of pass him by. Won't you let me fly? Said, let me fly. Lord, let me fly into Mount Zion. Lord, Lord. Well, now I got a mother in the promised land, and I ain't gonna quit until I shake her hand. But I'm not so fussy about her shaking a hand. I just wanna see that promised land, and now let me fly. Said, let me fly, Lord, let me fly to Mount Zion. Lord, Lord, oh, oh, let me fly. And it's let me fly, oh, 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 fly away. Child, let me fly to Mount Zion. Lord, Lord.
Jackie Washington there. And of course, the club was the home to the Jim Queskin Jug Band, which started with Jim, and then he added Jeff Muldaur and Fritz Richmond, and Mel Lyman was part of the group, and then Bill Keith was part of the group, and of course, Maria Muldaur, just a big addition to the group.
Wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them on the line. You know, I can start you 9 2 dozen shirts, but you can count from 1 to 9. Well, I can slip up a great big dip or pull off from a dripping can, throw it in a skillet, do my shopping and be back, or it melts in the pan, cause I'm a woman. A compound on my face at the same time. You know, I can get all dressed up, go out and sing till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, get up at 6 and start all over again, cause I'm a gonna break the spell. Well, if you come to me hungry, you know I'll feed you full of my grits. And if it's loving you all night and kiss you and give you the come on, Mel. on a $20 gold piece. Says ain't nothing I can't do. Well, I can make a dress out of a feed bag and make a man out of you. Cause I'm a
yeah, that's all right. That's Maria Muldaur, Mel Lyman on the harmonica. And here's Jeffrey Muldaur. Can you resist that voice? Jeffrey Muldaur there with the Jim Kweskin Jug Band. And I'm going to let them come right on in here because I'm running out of time.
That you get from loneliness.
This is Jim Rooney. The program's in it for the long run. And tonight I was looking at the time in 1962 or so at the Club 47 when all this music was available every night of the week for a dollar. And so many people got such a wonderful education in such a happy way. It was nothing but fun, and we soaked up an awful lot of music. And as you can see, I'm still going with it. Thanks to Royalton Community Radio for making it all possible, and I'll see you next time.
Women, when you see them going swimming, and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself, and after you get much quicker when you're drinking lots of liquor, and somebody goes and takes it off the